Going to need a little help from the folks at the Associated Press this morning as I bring you Today in History. We go back to July 24th, the year 1974. Ready to get into the time machine? Here we go. Blast off.
What I have stated from the beginning to be the truth has been the truth.
In Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in on the Watergate scandal. It says President Richard Nixon must turn over subpoenaed White House tape recordings sought by the Watergate special prosecutor. The unanimous ruling prompts Nixon to resign from office weeks later.
There you go. Today in history, WWIB. It is July 24th. And what else can we tell you that happened today? 1866, Tennessee became the first state to be readmitted to the Union after the Civil War. 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts, two of whom had become the first men to set foot on the moon, splashed down safely in the Pacific. 1990, Iraqi forces started massing on the Kuwait-Iraq border. That wasn't going to bode well for Iraq because, of course, President Bush sending in the troops, I want to say February of 91, and it didn't last long, right? But they did not go all the way into Iraq. That came later in his son's presidency, and that mixed opinions on that. This is the day Regis Philbin died in 2020. He was such a great television host, such a great personality. Regis Philbin went to be with the Lord 5 years ago today. All right. It is July 24th, and for a devotion, we're turning to Robert Morgan's On This Day, Making Waves, Winning Souls. It reads like this. Charles Bowles' father was African. His mother was the daughter of a Revolutionary War hero. He was converted as a youth and called to the Free Will Baptist Ministry on July 24th, 1816. He preached his first sermon, and his ministry soon resulted in both converts and controversy. He was a black preacher in the far north making waves and winning souls. In Huntington, Vermont, a mob secretly plotted to attack him at his next worship service. They intended to tie him to a wooden horse and plunge him in the lake to sink or swim as he would. Bowles, however, heard of the plot, writing in his journal, "The time arrived for the meeting, and while the enemy was preparing the weapons of their warfare, he is fitting himself. Behold him in yonder grove, bowed low before the throne of the Redeemer. What a noble sight to behold that despised servant of God, bowed alone in the grave, seeking only a preparation of heart. What a contrast with that band preparing by whiskey and oaths," is what it reads. Morgan goes on, "The service began and the mob seated before him awaited its signal. Bowles read Matthew 23:33, you are nothing but snakes. How can you escape going to hell? He preached with such fervor that no one dared move. He finished by saying, I am informed there are persons here who have agreed to put me on a wooden horse, carry me to the pond and throw me in. And now, dear creatures, I make no resistance. But he had one request, that on the way to the lake, the assembly sing hymns. Glory be to God. Yes, we will have music. Glory be to God." Morgan cites this then. This was said with his powerful voice with such confidence in God that it went like an electric shock through the congregation and produced an effect upon the mob that could scarcely have been equaled had a bolt from heaven fallen. So completely were they overcome that they fell prostrate upon the floor. Morgan closes by saying, "Shortly afterward, the troublemakers did meet Bowles at the lake where he plunged them into its chilly waters, baptizing them as followers of his Lord Jesus." If I have read a more remarkable story, I can't remember it. That is crazy. What a story. Making Waves, Winning Souls, the story of one Charles Bowles from 1816. 209 years ago here on WWIB. 2 Timothy 4:5, "You must stay calm and be willing to suffer. You must work hard to tell the good news and to do your job well." What a story. My. Here on WWIB. Today's number is 47. That's the percent of U.S. grandkids who live within 10 miles of a grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know I did growing up, but as my kids have grown up, not so much really. On the one side, their grandparents live like an hour away and then like 4 hours away. So if that's the case for you, take advantage of it. And if you are a grandparent, please love on those grandkids. Get to as many sporting events and school events as you can. Read to them. And don't forget about our kids' summer reading challenge. Well, we told you yesterday about this forgiveness workshop going on at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. It'll be going on this Sunday afternoon from 3 to 4:30, and it's absolutely, positively free. And it's Dr. Ann Racine and her husband, Lou, and they have been teaching a class at UW-Eau Claire in the honors program called the Multicultural Art and Science of Forgiveness. What they're going to present is very interactive. It's going to be a wonderful 90 minutes. And again, I can't emphasize, I mean, we all know how important the subject of forgiveness is, right? I mean, he was forgiven much, loves much, Jesus said. And we've all been forgiven much. Do we realize it? That's the thing, right? That's the catch. Anyhow, Lou and Ann sharing as part of the Let's Flourish series, the mission, nurturing our community through the power of the arts. And this Sunday, it's going to be healing through forgiveness. A powerful subject and a very relevant one, as Lou Racine explains.
Well, I think you mentioned forgiveness as being something that's really relevant, and it's so true. I mean, obviously, it doesn't take much to notice how there's a lot of anger going on from all sides of all kinds of issues, political and cultural. And sometimes people feel that, oh, you know, we must be angry or nothing constructive will get done. But I think a lot of people deep down inside don't want to be carrying this anger around all the time. It really can be very unpleasant. And if they could, they would find a different way to think about things. They would want to get rid of those feelings. And that's who this presentation is for.
Right.
People who are struggling and not really wanting to feel, let's face it, kind of crappy all the time because of anger and resentment and worry and confusion and upset because someone has hurt them. They have hurt themselves. They've been hurt by some painful life event, or maybe it's an institution, a lot of things like that. The political situation, whatever it might be, they're tired of walking around feeling in pain all the time, and they want to find a way to feel better. And that's who this is for.
Again, that's the Healing to Flourish series, Healing Through Forgiveness, with Lou Racine and his wife, Dr. Ann Racine. Unpacking this in 90 minutes, an interactive workshop. You're invited. The Pablo Center, the beautiful, wonderful Pablo Center in downtown Eau Claire. It's going to be in the Riverfront Hall. Don't worry about that. I'm sure there'll be signage pointing you there. You just show up at the Pablo Center 3 to 4:30 on Sunday. Speaking of forgiveness and carrying this important theme forward, Matthew West with a song by that title on WWIB and a 71-degree Thursday. Good morning.
It's the hardest thing to give away and the last thing on your mind today. It always goes to those who don't deserve. It's the opposite of how you feel when the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness. It flies in the face of all your pride. It moves away the mad inside. It's always anger's own worst enemy. Even when the jury and the judge say you got a right to hold a grudge, it's the whisper in your ear saying set it free. Forgiveness.
Well, where is the worst traffic? I know there can be times in every city you drive and where you say, wow, that stoplight takes forever, or it takes forever to turn left at this intersection. But where in the United States can you find the worst traffic? Surprise, surprise, it might not be where you think.
Yeah, some of our experience in the Midwest would be we'd think Chicago if we've been there because it's bad, right? But it turns out Washington, D.C., yeah, the nation's capital, has surpassed Los Angeles as the city with the worst traffic in the country.
I have not driven in L.A. before, but you see the pictures of so many lanes of traffic, mm-hmm. congestion, the smog, etc. So initial guess, you might think L.A., but no, it's D.C. And in fact, if you are commuting in D.C., you're going to lose a lot of your lifetime to sitting in traffic.
Yeah, that's right. Drivers in the U.S. Capitol in D.C. can spend an average of over a half hour, 33.4 minutes commuting daily with weekday congestion lasting, 6 hours and 35 minutes, second only to L.A.
This congestion amounts to 71 days spent in traffic annually.
No wonder people like working from home.
Right?
Wow. After D.C. and L.A., Miami, San Francisco, and Atlanta follow as the cities with the worst traffic.
Rochester, New York, Salt Lake City, and Cleveland rank as the least congested. So there you go.
We've got it really good in the Chippewa Valley.
Yeah, indeed. Now, when you come to One Fest on Friday and Saturday nights after leaving the headline show, yes, there may be some traffic congestion, right, trying to get out onto the highway, and the police are there. We appreciate them so much, making sure everyone can get out safely. So there could be a little bit more of a traffic jam than you might realize, but enter the One Fest on-air after party. That's a big part of why we're doing this, to give you something to entertain you and help keep you patient while you wait.
Yeah, Dawson and I really pumped to be hosting this. Now, he's kind of the night owl. I'm the early bird. I don't know if this is going to fly, but I'll get rest, I'll get caffeine, and I'll be here. We cannot wait.
You're looking forward to that 10 p.m. to midnight on Friday and Saturday nights of One Fest, and all sorts of fun games, contests, and giveaways. Lots and lots of giveaways, including artist meet and greets, free food from our vendor partners, and also the chance each night to win tickets to next year's One Fest. So you will not want to miss it. 10 p.m. to midnight Friday and Saturday of One Fest right here on WIB.
So a contest underway on the drive, and it's really our last pair of One Fest tickets as a station we're giving away, right?
Yes. So again, your last chance to win tickets to One Fest 2025 coming up in just over a week. And it's a contest that's going on with Dawson on the drive, but you can actually get your entry in right now if that works better for you. Absolutely, because the deadline is tonight. He's doing the drawing at 5:30, so you got to get it in beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you just have to leave part of a song. In fact, if you missed it, let's play you a sample of one of the contestants who has a chance to win those One Fest tickets.
Why should I worry? Why should I fear? Why should I run when Jesus is here? I'm safe in his heart, safe in his love, and nothing can take me away from his love.
Now, is that
God is on the throne, we the kingdom. This is Gabriella Esparza.
Gabriella, I'm sorry I interrupted. I thought that was going to be one of the singers at One Fest. She was so good.
That was fantastic. And again, you might be a great singer like Gabriella. You might not be a great singer, but it doesn't matter, because this is by random drawing what you're supposed to do with the voicemail contest. You've heard of The Voice. This is The Voicemail, the contest that Dawson usually does annually on the drive for One Fest tickets. Is call 715-396-1670 and sing a short snippet of a song from one of your favorite One Fest artists. So of all the artists at One Fest, you pick an artist and sing just a short snippet of a song. Doesn't need to be more than 20, maybe 30 seconds at most. That's all you need to do, and it does not matter how well you sing. It's a random drawing. We just want you to enter, and 715-396-1670 is the WIB listener line where you can leave that singing voicemail.
Yeah, so let's have some fun with that. Again, just kind of calling some attention to this fun contest on the drive for our final pair of One Fest tickets to be given away. The big event, we've counted it down all year. Remember, even since last year when the big announcement was made that We the Kingdom was going to be one of the headliners, and now it's almost here. Well, in your life, you know, I guess the winner of our contest, Sandra, yesterday was able to correctly guess that in the typical person's life, they'll shake hands 15,000 times. What else will we do?
What else indeed? For instance, during the course of your lifetime, you'll down 86 million calories. Just not at once, please.
Yeah, in the typical life, a person's heart will beat 3 billion times.
Your mouth will generate 10,000 gallons of saliva.
Huh. You'll blink. Now, somebody guessed this, actually, right? It was this guessed 15,000 blinks. How about 434 million blinks?
That's a lot of blinking. In your lifetime, you will drive 798,000 miles if you're typical.
Okay. What is it in me that wants it to be an even 800,000?
Me too.
Oh, kind of like Monk. You'll spend 37,000 hours inside a car. Get me out of here.
More if you're in D.C. or L.A., as we learned earlier on the show. In your lifetime, you'll sit at a standstill in traffic for 4,050 hours. A lot of that at the stoplight just up the road here from the station.
Yeah. You speak from personal experience. Or the one in Eau Claire on Burt Street. Yeah. You'll spend 9,100 hours commuting to and from work.
In your lifetime, you will walk 35,000 miles. Get the step counter out.
That helps you stay alive longer. You'll spend 18,140 hours talking with others and speak 73 million words.
There you go. Speak life with those 73 million words. A few more things that will happen in your lifetime. You'll watch 9 years worth of TV, including 2 million TV commercials.
Wow.
How many will you remember?
You'll work 90,000 hours for pay.
And finally, in your lifetime, if you're typical, you'll sleep 217,175 hours, more if you're a teenager, less if you have an infant.
It's your life. How are you going to use it? WWIB, we are family. Caleb referenced a song in that segment. Did you catch it? Speak Life from Toby Mac, WWIB. Good morning. So this story's a little different.
It is indeed. Under the heading, Wacky But True, Truth Stranger Than Fiction, Real Life is Odd Sometimes. Guy in India ran a fake embassy. Yes, this actually happened.
Yeah, Indian police have arrested a man accused of running a bogus embassy from a rented residential building near the country's capital in New Delhi.
Police recovered cars with fake diplomatic plates. The suspect impersonated an ambassador and allegedly duped people for money by promising overseas employment. This has got to end up as a movie.
How elaborate. Police say the 47-year-old man claimed to have acted as an advisor or ambassador to made-up countries like Siberia and West Antarctica.
I don't know. Is it one of those things where it's like, fool me once, fool me twice, you know, the shame on me type of thing? If I truly believe that Siberia and West Antarctica are real, maybe I deserve that. Police also recovered multiple photoshopped images showing the man with world leaders. Here's me shaking hands with Obama.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, the things you can do with Photoshop.
Goodness.
Well, we're not kidding. We're not pulling your leg. We're not faking when it comes to the voicemail contest going on The Drive with Dawson. If you leave your a voicemail at 715-396-1670 of you singing part of a song from a OneFest artist, you'll be included in a drawing at 5:30 today for a pair of OneFest tickets. And in fact, thanks to Monica and Shatek, who took us up on it even this morning. And some great singing. Monica's fantastic, but this is Miriam as well from Eau Claire, who does a great job with this Danny Gokey song, which will lead us into Danny. Again, record yourself. Leave that voicemail at 715-396-1670. The sooner the better, and leave it there, and you'll be included in that random drawing.
There's hope in front of me. There's a light, I still see it. There's a hand still holding me. Even when I don't believe it, I might be down, but I'm not dead. There's better days still up ahead. Even after all I've seen, there's hope in front of me, yeah. Thank you.